Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, it's kind of surprising, to be honest with you, because we finally have some information and never had any idea, any indication that this is how the thing was actually going to unfold. But it is indeed official now. Nathan Shepherd is signing with the Saints.
Hold on. I couldn't help to a better guy. Like, man, this guy was so frustrating, like, to watch, man. Like, remember he came here, he was like 30 years old as a rookie.
Dude, he was, yeah,
because, I'm surprised.
Canadian Nathan Shepherd.
Yeah, I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did.
He was a good dude.
Yeah, good dude, but I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did.
You know why? Because he cut down on the personal foul penalties, at least last year.
Yeah. But now it's time for those young guys to come out there. What's number 75 name? I always forget. Smart.
Tanzel Smart?
Yeah, so it's time for those guys to kind of step up. They got to get a fat boy. I was disappointed that and maybe, you know, Aaron Rodgers is holding it up, but a lot of guys haven't signed yet.
Cleveland gave your boy the bag, Tomlinson. Dalvin Tomlinson.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You still got Puna Ford out there. But who knows? You know, we're anticipating that they go out there and they sign a left tackle in the draft. But maybe they can get a left tackle that, you know, I mean, they're not going to get Orlando Brown Jr. I don't think they have enough salary cap space for that and Rodgers. But, you know, if they can go out there and draft a – they can draft a tackle. But I get nervous because I really want them – like, I like the kid from Baylor, the fat boy, but I don't think he's going to be there in the second round unless they move up to get him. But they need that type of body. He's like the third best nose tackle, like, in the game. You know what I mean? But I would love to get him and then maybe bring back Sheldon Richardson on a one-year deal.
Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, Sheldon Rankins.
Haven't heard much from Sheldon. Haven't heard much on his end, but you're right. Him.
You know, I was surprised at how young he is.
Yeah, he's not old.
Yeah, came off.
He had the 5 years or whatever in New Orleans. Then he had the two. He's been a Jet for 2 years. What is he going, like 27, 28 or something?
Yeah, 27, 28. Yeah.
Great dude. And I think he fits this role here, too. Hopefully they could get something done. You know, Solomon Thomas is another guy we talked about.
He's
a free agent, but right now they don't have a lot of depth. You know, with Shepherd gone, it's Quinnen Williams and Tanzel Smart technically under contract for the upcoming season in the interior.
Yeah, but I think they'll get that depth, and it's still going to be some guys that get cut later. But you know, I think right now for the Giants, they need to get into the business. I know I would have been standing on the table for Marcus Peters. But they need to get on the table for big play Slay.
Marcus Peters, even though he's 30-31, Marcus Peters knows Wink. Wink knows him.
Yeah.
He knows this defense to a T. That's why it would make a hell of a lot of sense.
It made sense until big play Slay is getting cut. He's going to be the most sought after. Like, you know how, like, guys, like, man, like, they think, like, when free agency start and all this money starts coming off, you're like, man, he got the bag. He's a guy that people are going to create a bag for. Because if I'm not mistaken, he was all pro. And, you know, Marcus Peters is coming off a ACL surgery. That was his first year back. He played okay. He was a little bit inconsistent, but he's a guy like Delta O'Neal. He'll give you some penalties.
Wow, Delta O'Neal, that's going back.
He'll give you some illegal contacts. He'll give you some penalties. You know, big play Slay is as professional as it comes.
But how much of a commitment you want to make to Slay? Because he's 32.
I would pretty much just give him what he had left on his contract. It's 2 years. You know what I'm saying? 2 years, 4 years. But I'll make sure he gets the money that he was supposed to get at the back end of his deal.
And again, we're not playing naive to everything that's going on. I mean, we know that the Rodgers interview is happening. If there's any information that applies to the Jets, we will let you know ASAP as soon as it happens. But, you know, again, we're not just going to sit here and give you the blow-by-blow of
whatever the heck
they're talking about.
What the hell are the Giants fans, man? Like, I mean, listen, we're trying to say what's up with the Giants fans and see what they like, what they want.
Well, all right, let's talk a little bit about Okereke from Indianapolis. This is a good signing. All right, you look at the money. It's only 22 guaranteed. Young player.
Tackling machine.
He was that game on New Year's Day this year when the Giants waxed Indianapolis. He was actually maybe one of the only guys that showed up that day for the Colts. I mean, he was all over the field, and there were a lot of plays to be made because the Giants just ran all over them there. But when you look at the kind of money that was being thrown around for the linebackers, T.J. Edwards got paid. He's another one that left Philadelphia, went to Chicago. Chicago gave a blank check to Tremaine Edmonds, you know, formerly of Buffalo. He got 4 for $72 million. Pratt re-signed with Cincinnati. Alex Anzalone re-signed with Detroit. So when you looked at available guys and they needed them, Okereke was one that stood out to them, and I think that that's a good move for the Giants because linebackers, we told you, they were signing dudes off the street to play playoff games.
Jared Davis. He was on a practice squad.
Our guy. Jared Davis, and now apparently he's in the fold for next year. Yeah. Bringing him back.
Yeah, you got to get some youth. Hopefully he can play better, but get you some youth. Maybe draft you a linebacker or see who shakes loose. But everybody's waiting on Aaron Rodgers because I think Aaron Rodgers is really holding up the entire free agency for everybody to kind of figure out what's going on.
Naturally. But I think as we've said this whole time, if you're the Jets, okay, you haven't been approaching this thing and going about your business outside of quarterback as if Rodgers is holding you up. I think the Jets certainly, and any team would, they have one plan factoring in the quarterback, and they also have another plan if the quarterback is not going to be here. I think that they probably do have some sort of an indication which way this is going to go, and I mean, you'd have to be a fool to think otherwise.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go to some phones. Let's say hi to Alessandro Sycamore Park up next on 98.7. Alessandro, how are you?
I'm doing spectacular. I had the pleasure of meeting Bo. I don't know if you remember, but I was next to you when the Jets drafted Sam Darnold over at Hooters. That was, I think, 5 years ago. So, yes. And Bo and I go back.
Yeah, Sam Darnold may be in the Super Bowl this year as the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
You believe that?
Which we always thought that was the perfect place for him to go. I mean, I think Sam Darnold's more talented than Brock Purdy, especially if you put him in that system. You know, he may be able to take the turnovers over. But, man, how does that Trey Lance pick look now?
Well, San Francisco's now got the third pick in the draft 3 years apart, and they're both quarterbacks with Sam Darnold and Trey Lance. Go ahead, Alessandro.
Well, my question to you guys is, who do you think Rodgers will bring along with him? Do you think he's going to ring corn on the cob? Do you think Mercedes Lewis is coming? Is Mark Bakhtiari going? Is Davis going back the other way? Corey Davis, that is.
Yeah, Corey Davis is going to be cut. I don't know why like it hasn't happened yet. But you don't sign Alan Lazard. He's going to be a starter at $44 million, which is $4 million annually less than Corey Davis. And it's more stretched out, so the salary cap hit would be less, right? So you got that going on. And you also have the fact that you got rid of Berrios, and so maybe that opens up a chance for Cobb.
Cobb replaces Berrios.
Yeah, so you're not bringing Mercedes Lewis in because you believe in Ruckert. You got Tyler Conklin is pretty much Tonyan.
Right.
So I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers, we got you two people that you like, two people that can teach the offense.
And they're not bringing in David Bakhtiari to play tackle. You know, he's so banged up as it is. You know,
if you have Dwayne Brown, that's probably going to be coming off shoulder surgery. Why would you have two aging left tackles?
Mm-hmm. And then you got a Beckton who's not aging, but he just hasn't played.
So you need somebody that's reliable if you're going to bring in someone. That's why I think you draft a tackle.
Aaron Rodgers said that this isn't decision day. That's already happened. The decision was made days ago.
See? So if the decision was made days ago and the Jets are operating as if they have, if he's operating as if they're operating as if he's on the team, then pretty much he just told you that he's already agreed. Now Green Bay and the Jets have to figure out the compensation.
Got
to
talk turkey.
Right. So basically, he just gave you an answer without giving me an answer. So congratulations, Jets. You have Aaron. Do we have a celebration? Hit the damn gong.
I wasn't ready for this. Ready?
Aaron.
So what do you like? Do you like? So we got to think about the nicknames. What is it going to be? Is it going to be Broadway Aaron? Is it going to be? I don't know. What can we say? Jersey Aaron?
Soho Joe.
Florin Park, Aaron.
Soho Joe.
I don't know, man. Well, again, it's not anything can happen, but at least according to Aaron Rodgers, the decision is made. Now, he has not come out and said the word J-E-T-S.
Village Rodgers. He's speaking in code, man.
He's speaking in code because, again, it's still not officially the new league year. That's still 2 hours and 45 minutes away at 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, that's going to break during the Michael Kay show.
He said, this isn't a decision day. This isn't me deciding and announcing to the world what's going on. That's already happened. This is clearing things up. So, they're just stretching this thing out as best they could.
He would be a great radio host.
Yeah. You know, maybe he's going to do an hour here.
The tease is on.
Maybe he's going to do an hour here during the season.
Can we?
He used to do radio, not this past year, but previously at the ESPN station in Milwaukee.
That's just before. Everybody does that, right? Because it'd be a bidding war. Well, not a bidding war because we own the rights to the Jets.
Right.
You know, so it'd be someone here. They'll place it. I mean, personally, I think that he should talk to a former football player. Nobody's going to interview him better than a former football player. And maybe A-Ron decides to say, hey, just like he blessed Pat McAfee, you know what I'm saying, all them times when Bart didn't take illegal shots on my rib sauce, I'm going to make sure that his show gets my juice.
Paul in Colorado is up next here on 98.7.
Can we start a GoFundMe?
We're
going to start a GoFundMe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Paul?
Well, I just heard you say that we landed Aaron Rodgers. I hope that's the case. That would be awesome.
It's in code. It's in code. I don't want to say.
Okay.
He didn't say it, but he said the decision was made. But come on, man. Let's connect the dots.
Yeah, you never know. Still up in the air.
I
always thought that it was still going to come down to the second year of this potential contract. I think it was a big deal for the Jets, knowing that they have Zach Wilson on this team still. And if they're still, quote-unquote, in on him developing – then Aaron Rodgers is the perfect person. He's a mentor to the guy. It's his idol. And if you're going to tell me he's here for 1 year, it's probably okay. But I think the first-round draft pick that these guys are looking for
it's not
is all
happen.
Hindering. I don't think it's going to, but
well,
I think that they're
not.
Pushing for it for maybe 2024 as a contingency if he comes back for a second year.
Paul, I agree. I definitely think it's a two-year thing. Favre would have been here for 2 years if he hadn't gotten hurt. And they cut him because he got hurt and, you know, they realized that they needed to move on and dump the salary. But, you know, I believe that it is a two-year deal, and that's why they went out there because they wanted a commitment from Aaron Rodgers if they're going to go out there and sign Alan Lazard, who they didn't need Alan Lazard. Hell, they got Mims.
Absolutely.
It's not like Alan Lazard is a great receiver. He's a solid professional receiver that knows the system. So why would you do that and commit to him for 4 years if Aaron Rodgers is only going to be here for one? And I think Aaron Rodgers, one thing you say about Aaron Rodgers is a loyal friend. The fact that he continues to get people that's in his circle that he trusts a job opportunity and saying, hey, I'm a package deal. You got to come here with me, too. I need these guys with me. I mean, because he can look at Elijah Moore and say, he is Randall Cobb and he's a better version. But you want to have him there because of the communication issues. And you want to have somebody that can help teach Elijah Moore. Hell, Mims can stalk block with the best of them.
Right, and here's the thing, and Paul, thank you for the phone call. The thing that, look, and I understand every guy, if you're of a certain stature, you want to come to a new team, the so-called wish list, right?
Everybody has one.
Tom Brady did it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, and he said, okay, let's get Gronk, and they signed Gronk.
Remember, they had Cameron Brate, OJ the Juice Man. They had a young draft.
Let's sign Leonard Fournette. Think about that. Tom Brady went to bat for a crazy person in Antonio Brown and made them sign Antonio Brown. Thinking this is Tom Brady, holier than thou, greatest of all time. He went to the Bucks and said, this lunatic, who then subsequently starts posting, you know, inappropriate pictures of his wife, for crying out loud, we want this guy on the team because I think he can make us win.
Yep.
So, but here's what I would say in counter if I was the Jets. If Aaron Rodgers, people are making it out to be, it was a firm, hard list. Like, you must sign this guy, bring in this guy. I would say this to Aaron Rodgers if I was the Jets. I'd say, hey, Aaron, you remember week 6 last year at Lambeau Field when our little merry football team went into your house and we kicked the you-know-what out of your team? Those guys that were on the field that day are still on our team and they're pretty good. So why don't you try to make it work with some of these guys?
Now, see, I don't think that's what it was. Like, whenever you have a system, you can't have teachers just at the coordinator position, at the quarterback position. He can't teach all those guys and answer all those questions. Cobb is the perfect mentor because he's going to teach the inside receivers. They'll draft some other receiver, some guy to be in practice that's on a practice squad that's trying to figure out how to sit down in routes, how when you read the coverage, man or zone, what to do, what Aaron Rodgers likes to do, why he throws the ball at certain places that he throws, because he can see the whole field. He's protecting you from yourself. And then they have Alan Lazard on the outside to teach, you know, Mims and to teach Jeff Smith and to teach a guy like Garrett Wilson what to do when you see certain coverages.
You ready for this one?
What's tickling your liver?
You ready for this one? And this is just, I'll tell you what this is. I don't know. Look, I know he's got enough money, and I don't know if he's maybe like a silent investor now, like if he's all in on the whole darkness retreat thing.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, this is one hell of an infomercial that he's doing for the darkness retreat, because here's what Aaron Rodgers said about that. He said when he went into the darkness retreat, he was 90% retired. 90% retired, 10% playing. And since he emerged from the dark, there's been a little bit of a shift, he says.
Just a little bit?
So think about that. 2.5 days in the dark, all of a sudden transformed his mind from not wanting to play to now playing.
Well, listen.
And taking $59 million guaranteed.
Well, let's tie his ass up and throw him in a darkness retreat and force him to stay in there for another 5 years so he can say, I got 2 years left in me.
All of a sudden, there's going to be a shot of electricity going down at Florham Park. Yeah. Sorry, we got no more. We have no more electricity, no more power. Hey, Aaron, why don't you sit in this closet here and think about it for a couple of minutes? But here's the scary part about that, in all seriousness. Okay, Bill Parcells, the great Bill Parcells.
Yeah,
he had this famous line, and I think there's merit to it. He says, "If you're already thinking about being retired, you're already retired." So if you hear this guy, remember, this is supposed to be the savior. The Jets are banking everything on this guy. That if he tells you that he was 90%, not just a little bit, 90% retired 2 weeks ago, now all of a sudden we're going all in on this guy?
Yeah, didn't Tom Brady retire and come back?
But how do we know he was at 90%? That could have been just...
Okay, we don't know the specifics. We have to ask Tom.
There was a lot of garbage with that.
But Tom actually did retire. Like, it's a different. He did retire and came back.
He had a pretty damn good season,
just had a bad team.
You know what I think happened? I really still think that he just wanted the narrative himself. He wanted to control the story, and because somebody else beat him to it, he didn't want that to be the end.
Now, listen, after looking at the quarterback play that we had last year, I'll take a partially retired Aaron Rodgers from the alternative. Because he has enough pride not to embarrass himself if he's there for 1 year.
He has said it.
He said what?
He, quote, I made it clear my intention was to play and play for the New York Jets.
Hit the damn gong! Gong it up!
Give me some Cool in the Gang or something. Celebration. Come on, let's go.
Celebrate. Come on, man. Tell me we prepared.
We got to have this ready. Bro, I mean, this is like New Year's Eve, Christmas, all rolled into one.
You should have read that after we put some damn production. Like, you could have held off on that and said that when we came back.
Give me louder. Come on, really, Tom, crank this. This is Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Come on, let's do the counter effect. For people out there, explain to them what I'm doing.
55 years, Jet fans. 55 years. You got a four-time MVP. Well, it hasn't happened yet. But a four-time MVP wants to be on your football team.
Jeff, turn it up. Drown us out.
Joe Douglas. Robert Saleh. Woody Johnson.
What?
Nathaniel Hackett.
What?
You're getting yourself a new quarterback.
Come on.
Woo!
It's a celebration. Jokes on everybody that was hating on us. We got a hate ride. It may only be 70%, but that's better than what we had. I'll take him at 70%, and he don't have to come to this facility on Tuesdays. He just fly back to Nashville and go hang out and eat some barbecue sauce.
800-919-3776. We'll keep this thing monitored, see what else he has to say. We'll turn it around when we can.
In words of Kevin Garnett, anything's possible!
And possible's becoming reality.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is a new day. So I'm going to talk, and then you tell me when you got it. It's just the intro. Because this is the thing. The Jet fans aren't used to getting nice things. And everybody was optimistic, but I can feel the intrepidation inside a lot of the Jets fans because they thought Aaron Rodgers was trying to, like, kind of wait it out. Right,
but that's how he began the interview today.
But he also
talking about the darkness retreat.
But he also said that the decision was made days ago, so this isn't breaking news. So that means that the Jets knew when they were operating on getting Lazard and making those deals that he already knew and he already told them that he was coming. And so like the fact that look at A-Ron being look at A-Ron and what he's doing and drawing it out. He's still under contract with the Green Bay Packers, so that's not his line.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, they still have to work it out. Do you have it? You have it?
No, not yet. He doesn't have it yet.
All right, yeah.
No, but and again, remember, 4 o'clock today, that's when the official league year starts. So if compensation is the thing that still has to be hammered out between the two sides to make this thing official, it might happen at 4 o'clock, might happen after 4 o'clock, whatever. But the bottom line is, remember, he ain't playing for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, right out of the horse's mouth, he said he wants to play for the New York Jets.
He intends to play for the New York. Listen, somebody chose you. You know how somebody chose you. He chose you.
Unbelievable. So it's even the last couple of weeks, it never felt real until now. You know, and you and I, we cover that. You played for the team. We cover the team. Grew up a fan of the team. So I got my mind thinking about like once September rolls around.
Yeah.
And you and I are covering these games. We're not talking about Zach Wilson throwing 3 horrible interceptions.
Yeah.
Or Mike White got hurt again. Or why is Joe Flacco at 40 the quarterback for this team? Or, you know, let's get Strevler some snaps. Yeah. Or whatever nonsense we hear in the postgame show, Greg and I. We are talking about one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game.
Or most talented.
A 4-time MVP, yeah. One of the 3 most talented of all time. Absolutely. And he is a New York Jet. I can't believe what I'm saying right now. I never thought I would utter those words.
I mean, what's going to happen the first time you see a quarterback from the New York Jets rush to the line of scrimmage, get everybody lined up, and catch the other team with 12 men on the field? Oh, we've never seen it here.
Usually the Jets have the 12 men.
That's how low the bar is.
No, but you know what's amazing?
But it's the nuance of having a professional quarterback. And listen, for everybody that says, oh, well, they're still, look what Miami did. They got a quarterback that they don't know they can hold up right for 16 games. And you talk about
but they got Mike White.
Yeah, exactly. they got 2 guys that can't hold up right. And if they sign Teddy Bridgewater, he can't stay right. Mike White is Mr. Glass as well. So you look at up there in Buffalo. First of all, we beat Buffalo with Zach Wilson.
Correct.
And listen, that is a sinking ship. That is a cautionary tale about when you go out and you go push all you push it all in and you don't draft well. Because listen, Brandon Bean kind of tipped his cap and said, hey, man, when you sign a quarterback to that type of money, $250 million a year, $250 million, it enables you to be able to go out and get free agents. Then they doubled down. Like, see, this is the thing. Like, the Jets went all in on Aaron Rodgers, and it was calculated because they had draft capital and they had space. But nobody said, man, well, Why would you sign Von Miller at 32 years old, coming off of ACL, you know, 32 years old? Why would you sign him to such a mega deal, $140 million? Like, other teams may not do it at the quarterback position, but they overspend at different spots. Like, Bobby Wagner was brought in to Los Angeles last year on a crazy deal.
Right.
So, like, the fact that the Jets went all in, whether they landed Aaron Rodgers or not, you got to say, listen, they're trying to do the best thing for their fans. And for the first time, we're not getting Kirk Cousins, where people use us as leverage to go somewhere else. Anthony Barr, right? We're not doing that.
Oh, remember that? It was Anthony Barr and C.J. Mosley, and then the Anthony Barr was whoops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
They played us. And listen, you got to give a lot of credit to Joe Douglas.
Give a lot of credit to the owner.
Yeah, I was going there. Give a lot of credit to Woody Johnson.
Give credit to Robert Saleh, all of them.
Exactly, because Robert Saleh had to do the hard work. He did the frontline work. He had to coach this team in such a manner that it would attract a guy like Aaron Rodgers. And don't tell me the fact that Aaron Rodgers lost to this team and they had a week of practice and he was able to see how the operations of the Jets work didn't play in his decision. And yes, Nathaniel Hackett played a big role. But
can we start calling him the recruiter, Nathaniel Hackett?
Well, I know Denver.
The recruiter.
I know Denver's like, really? Really? This is the year.
The hell with Denver. Like, Denver's got the four Super Bowls already, or three Super Bowls.
Denver's like, really, Nathaniel Hackett? That's what you want to do? Then now you're a great recruiter? But the fact that Robert Saleh had a relationship, because listen, for all the kids out there, I know that we tell you guys it's about what you know. But in this world, it is still very much about who you know. And this is why you have to make sure that on the way up to your success, when you get to the mountaintop, you treat people the right way.
Right.
Because guess what? Nathaniel Hackett could have sat on his ass and collected a check for 4 years.
Correct.
Because he had guaranteed money. But because he wanted to see Robert Saleh have good things, he got his ass off the couch and he said, listen, friend, I'll help you out. I want to see you succeed. And he got up and he said, you know what? I'll come here and I'll be your offensive coordinator. That is a relationship business. Relationships matter in this business, especially in the coaching world, because it's a very small world. And who's first is sometimes last. And that's the same thing with athletes, too, because you come in this league like I came in this league as an undrafted free agent, and I left an all-pro and a pro bowler, and all those people that treated me the right way on the way up, guess what? I end up making more money than them, and I end up playing longer than them.
Right.
But I gave them respect, and they gave me respect on my way up, on my ascension. See, that's the beautiful thing about sports. Like, you come in as a baby, right? And then I always say this. Once a man, twice a baby. You come in this league, you don't know nothing. You're not equipped to be a star.
Well.
And then you become a star. That's your manhood. And then you become a baby because you get older, you get slower, and your skills diminish. And eventually, everybody except a very select few, maybe four or five, get fired.
Well, it's like the old saying in life, too. It's the same thing. It's like the same people you meet on the way up, you meet on the way down.
Right.
Right.
But it's a relationship business, because some guys say, you know what? Listen, Rex, I love him to death, right? But he said he doesn't really want to be a coordinator. So he's been a head coach, and he could be in this league as a coordinator. I know he's tried to do it this year. But for Nathaniel Hackett to have enough humility to say, I don't want to show my face. I don't want to be out here and be a...
And off a disastrous year.
Right.
Not just a bad tenure. He didn't even finish out the year.
Right. So he didn't say, hey, I want to hide and get my money, and I'm a head coach in this league, and I'm not going to come back for anything less than a head coach. Came back to be a coordinator to help his friend out. So give a shout out to Saleh for how he has to carry himself as a coach and as a colleague, and keeping everybody on the up and up, because that's what is important.
You're right about that. And we'll get to the calls here, 800-919-3776, I promise. I know a lot of people want to rejoice and chime in, and we'll get to them all. Here's the thing, though, and I just want to piggyback off of what Bart said. Think about the profile of this organization and how it's been enhanced over the last 2 years. And look, wins and losses-wise, it really hasn't done much.
Right.
They've only won 11 games over the last 2 years. But this is Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's made more money than God. Okay, if he never steps on the foot, then Moses.
Let's not offend.
Was he a big financial guy?
Yeah,
Moses or what?
Yeah. Well, he came back with the Ten Commandments that really set the governing laws for all the capitalists.
He trademarked the Ten Commandments too, so exactly. He gets residuals, right? So the family is taken care of.
I don't want the church bunch of Latter-day Saints coming after us because we said Jesus, that he got more money than you. No. Nobody got more money than
I said,
my
God,
Jesus.
God is all-encompassing. That's both sides
okay.
of the book.
Gotcha.
The thing, though, about this, remember, Aaron Rodgers, he just told you, 2 weeks ago he was 90% retired, and he would have his legacy would have been secure, everything. But think about how the profile of this organization has changed. Think about how it's changed to where Aaron Rodgers chose the Jets, right? Aaron Rodgers, who heard from a lot of players on this team, there were a lot of players on this team that Robert Saleh and the organization said, hey, reach out to this guy. Once it became apparent that there might be a match, leaders on this team, the veterans on this team, I said it the other day, they were trading text messages back and forth with Aaron Rodgers over the last couple of weeks, and he seemed receptive, that this is something that he wanted. If this was, and I'm just going to throw a team out there, I'm not, you know, if this was the Tennessee Titans, for example, or if this was the Arizona Cardinals, who the hell knows if Rodgers is, this is a guy who's a Packer icon. You're going to always think Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but he chose the Jets. And I never thought in a million years we'd be sitting here saying this, Bart. Never in a million years.
Because we see the Jets, and a lot of people see the Jets the same way that the Knicks are, right? And Tibbs have big swings and misses on superstars.
Right.
But looking at the Knicks and looking at the Jets, it's parallel because they're both just, they take what they can get, right? And they got some guys, that like a guy like C.J. Mosley, who played for a great organization in the Baltimore Ravens, could have went back to Baltimore, decided to come here and build something in New York, whether he did it for his legacy or the big market or whatever. But he's had to endure. You look at a guy like Quentin Williams, who's had to endure, right? You know, Jamal Adams jumped off that ship early. He was like, nah, I'm good. And it's funny that, you know, Jamal went out there and thought he was going to have a great quarterback, and he ended up with Russell Wilson. Now he has Geno Smith. But that's beside the
point.
And
he had nothing to do with the trip to the playoffs, by the way, this year, which is great.
But that's beside the point, right? What I'm saying is guys decided to get off the ship because they didn't think it can get turned around. And really, it was about changing the narrative about who the Jets were and what the organization was all about. People looked at this organization like it was ran, and you had a dictator at a owner that wanted to do certain things his way and couldn't work with people. I thought one of the best things he ever did was going out to get somebody who was very well sought out and get Joe Douglas early. And it didn't matter that, you know, the draft had already, you know, taken place. He went out and said, you know what? I have an opportunity to get this young man next year. It's going to be harder to get this young man. And he went out there and got a guy like Joe Douglas, who just think who his mentors are.
Yep.
Ozzie Newsome and Roseman, mm-hmm. Howie Roseman. Two of the, you know, considered the best
executives
in sports, right?
And Ozzie, a Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame executive.
And definitely in football. And Howie Roseman, I believe, is right there. I think we all agree. So Woody Johnson started this thing, and sometimes when you have a plan, it takes 3 to 4 years to be able to execute. You got a bad roster. You try to win as best you can. You try to go out and take a big swing at at Sam Darnold. You took a big swing at Zach Wilson, and you're going to miss some shots. But you got to understand and give him credit for the shots that he made, right? Because we talk about Bill Belichick cutting Jonnu Smith. Bill Belichick is a horrible talent evaluator when it comes to drafting. And then when sometimes Jonnu Smith got rid of him, didn't get much out of him. Right? Name me the first round draft pick that Bill Belichick has won or picked that we like, oh man, I can't believe he got outside of Gronkowski.
Right.
Like it may be Vince Wilfork, but that's a lot of misses in Bill Belichick's era.
And the only reason he got Gronkowski in the second round is because Gronk had a bad back in college.
Right. You talk about shooting percentages. Man, Joe Douglas' shooting percentage, it ain't perfect and nobody's is. But his shooting percentage is damn good. It's at least 80-85% when you think about Vera Tucker moving up and identifying that he was super talented and worth moving up. You can say whatever you want to say about Becton and not being healthy. His talent is undeniable. Yeah, you know, Brian Burldinger should be his publicist,
yep.
Because he has to talk about me and man crushes. He has the biggest man crush, and you still can salvage that pick, right? You think about Breece Hall last year moving up and being aggressive to get who would have been the offensive rookie of the year. Oh, but then you got the offensive rookie of the year anyway in Garrett Wilson. Right, everybody was talking about the kid from LSU. You know, and we laughed when they went out and they got Stingley, but he identified Sauce, and Sauce is all pro as a rookie. If you don't do those things because free agents won't come, if you don't go out and draft instant, like visible ballers, none of this happens.
Amen.
The reason they can go out and pay Aaron Rodgers is because the roster's cheap, because he's hit on draft picks. The only money that was really spent is DJ Reed. Well,
hey,
who saw the DJ Reed coming? What would DJ Reed be if he was a free agent this year?
Once upon a time, and this is going back 30 years ago, okay, one of the greatest free agent signings in NFL history. Okay, this was like the infancy. The great Reggie White was a free agent, okay? He was down to
Green Bay. God told him to go there.
His final two was Green Bay and the Jets. He came here, they wined him and dined him, and this is a long time ago, but he saw Green Bay. He saw that Mike Holmgren was there, a guy who had had success as a coordinator with the 49ers, worked with great quarterbacks. They had a young and up-and-coming QB in Brett Favre, and he saw the talent on the team. Sterling Sharp was there, among others. He chose Green Bay. The rest is history. Aaron Rodgers looked at this Jets roster, and to the point that you just made, looked at the personnel and realized, I could win here. I could win here.
And they got draft equity. They don't have to give up the first-round draft pick. And Joe Douglas is going to be under pressure to hit it out of the park again. But guess what? What better place to be? That's why you dream. Listen, when I met Joe Douglas, just so people know, I've known Joe Douglas for a little bit better than 20 years. He was the Turk who cut players, and he would have to pick me up from the airport.
Knock on the door. Coach wants to see you bring your playbook.
He would pick me up from the airport. But I tell you what, that's why I'm telling you, man. You got to be careful about who you are, how you treat people. Because look at it. Joe Douglas pulls this off, and he wins a championship with the New York Jets. Talk about never having to pay for anything in life. This is almost like the guy, who's it, Epstein? That kind of
Theo Epstein in Boston and Chicago.
That reversed the curse. Like they
in two places.
They would be talking about Joe Douglas in that type of breath.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I know we got to go to the break, but again, we've talked about it.
We're going to let y'all stew in this. Listen, we know our guys that's on the lines. The lines are so jammed up. Like, listen. Jammed up like you call in customer service for Verizon.
Yeah. You know, my phone ain't working.
Due to unusual calls, we might have to tell people, give us a callback number, and we might have to call y'all back.
Do we got the Muzak? Like the whole music that we could put people on, like, doon, doon.
But I tell you what, this is worth the wait. And we've been waiting. So we're going to make you guys wait a little bit because we want it to simmer. We want you guys to hear what we're saying so that it can affect what your comments are so we can make sure that the people that we answer the phone for has productive, insightful, intelligent comments or crazy comments in a positive way because we don't want dumb calls when we just pulled off a great move, you know, for the New York Jets.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
But I say it all the time sometimes, Dan, you got to have pain. You got to have pain along that journey. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a little pain, a little disappointment to fuel you to the top.
You want updated AFC East odds here?
Mm.
Bills plus 130, AFC East odds. Bills plus 130, Jets plus 180.
Mm, closing that gap. We ain't done.
Not done.
I wonder what those odds going to be after Joe kills the draft.
Has he done well in the draft?
Average.
He's also Aaron Rodgers. Again, the interview's still going on. When we can air some of it, we will. But
damn, how long do we talk to Mac? It ain't an interview.
He's been talking for an hour.
It's a show.
He also, and to no surprise, he's speaking very fondly of Nathaniel Hackett. And his presence here is a big, he's like, that's not the only reason. He's like, but certainly it doesn't hurt. And that's a coach 85%. That he's very fond of. It's just amazing when something like this happens. Like I told you, I'm getting messages from friends of mine, like all over the country. And they're like congratulating me. Like, A, I had anything to do with it. And two, like I'm a part of the team or something.
You lit a candle. Were you like Rocky when Adrian was in a coma? Was she
sitting in the chapel?
You sitting in the chapel?
I was at Florham Park sitting in the little chapel in the corner. Padre Filio Spirito Santo, I mean.
And when Aaron Rodgers came out of the dark hole, he looked at Salah. He looked at Woody Johnson. He said,
There's one thing I want you to do.
Win! And listen, Woody was in the back. He said, what the hell we waiting for?
Oh, that's funny. That is fine. Right, let's get to the phones. A lot of people want to get in on this. Chris in Queens up next. Christopher, how are you?
All good. Good morning, boys. Good morning, New York. And good morning, afternoon, New York Jets fans. I'm at work right now, so my mornings and afternoons are kind of, merged. But let me just say, this is great for the New York Jets, but this is even better for all the New York Jets dads. I just want to put that out there. All the dads that made their Suns, New York Jets fans.
Yeah, it was borderline child abuse for 30 years.
Sitting on the couch moaning and groaning for however many years. It's all over now. Aaron Rodgers is here. God bless America. God bless the New York Jets. That's all I got to say.
Chris, thanks for the phone call. Let's roll through Ira in Staten Island. I know he's excited. Ira, how are you?
No, Ira didn't want him.
Ira pivoted,
no,
though.
No. Wait, no. After Derek Carr was off the board, I didn't say I wouldn't want Rodgers' ability. That was never a question. Dan knows we spoke plenty. But with that said, first of all, Douglas, Bart, I agree with you. You know, he had a 3-4 year plan. It's all coming to the head now. I think today is a really good day because you know why I say it's a good day? Not only has roster been built and they're going in the right direction, to me and what I heard from Rodgers and listening to you guys, now I'm convinced that this guy's going to come in here with a major chip on his shoulder with something to prove. And barring injuries, now I'm also convinced this guy's going to be here for 2 years. And that was my biggest hang-up. I didn't want to get stuck at the altar for a one-year guy, but I'm convinced now this guy's going to give it his all because he wants to stick it to the Packers and show the Packers that he still had it and he's going to try to go win a championship with us, the New York Jets.
Real quick, Ira, one thing I should mention, though, when you're talking about a commitment, they asked him if he's going to be present for the off-season program, and he said, I'm still a member of the Green Bay Packers technically, so he can't comment on that yet.
No, I get it. And you know what? Whenever it is,
nobody
it is.
Cares about that.
But I'm not. Well, I'd like him to build some team chemistry, but he's going to get some of his boys in here. To me, this is a win-win, and congratulations to the Jets today.
Ira, thanks for the phone call. It is a happy day, for sure. Let's say hi to Robin Fairlawn. Robbie, how are you?
What's going on, man? Listen, I just want to say real quick, you know, I'm getting texts, too, congratulating me. You know why they're congratulating us, real Jets fans? Because we've been suffering for so long, and now we got Rodgers. J-E-T-S, baby.
Jets.
Yo, Bart, let me tell you something. I'm about to pull in some overtime every day right now because I'm going to need some more cheese on that taco. I can sit up front row and see my boy A.A. Ron. Kill it. Let's go. J-E-T-S. Jets, baby.
You know, I can't wait till we pull up. I can't wait till the first time we roll up in Gillette Stadium. You know what I'm saying? Because this, listen, everybody know I'm a movie buff. Listen, I can't wait till we pull up to Gillette Stadium and Aaron Rodgers goes to the sideline. And he pulls up and he walks right in front of Bill Belichick. And he says, hey, Bill, you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
There's a good chance this year that the Jets. You know, you're talking about cheese on the taco. How about caffeine? What type of investment do Jet fans have to make for caffeine this year? Because there's a chance.
Oh.
The Jets might have more primetime
yes.
games scheduled this year
yes.
in just 1 year than yes. they've had maybe in the last 20 combined.
It's going to be called the Jets Invitational.
Hold. Right. I mean, you think you get sick of seeing the Cowboys and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football? You're going to see the Jets.
The Jets play the Cowboys. Let's open the season with that one. A-Rod with the same guy that have dominated the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, with his old coach.
You know when it's going to be? Turkey Day.
I don't want a Turkey Day.
I don't want it either because I want to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
I know Turkey Day is great, but how about opening the season, Monday Night Football, Jets in Jerry World, or I don't know if it's a home game or away game.
No, it's at Dallas.
In Jerry World. Saying, yeah, where you get a load of me? Because guess what? They played, like Aaron Rodgers has dominated the Cowboys. And to open it up with the new look Jets, with the same nemesis of the Jets facing your old coach that you got fired? Oh, you can't make this stuff up, son.
Anything's possible!
Yes!
I got it.
Hit it again!
Anything's possible!
One more time for the people that ain't here. Last time to annoy the Giants fans.
Giants still got four. Four rings up.
But all those hating Giants fans that didn't wish good things for the Jets.
You know, be happy.
And listen, we wish good things for them.
Right.
And listen, for all the Giants fans that called up yesterday that had love for us. And hope that we got them because they want all New York sports to be well. Listen, the Knicks are winning. The Nets are scrappy. We got high hopes for the Mets. We got high hopes for the Yankees. I'm tired of Beantown being title town. I want us to have a legitimate chances to win championships. And no matter what you think about the Jets as an organization or Aaron Rodgers, you got to say that, listen, we have a shot and we can be in a conversation, a realistic conversation. So that's what this is really all about. Guess what, Dan? Guess what? Yesterday I hit it with it, but today it's really ready. It's the third hour of the Bart and Hines Show.
But we got to get a break in first, don't we, before we get third hour? Yeah, we do. We technically do. But we're going to do that in just a second. Because I know, we're having so much fun. You want to keep this thing going.
It's 2 o'clock. I need to break.
We're late on
the
break.
Reset.
Yeah, we're going to reset.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hines Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.